It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
Yeah, Paul Ramo here. Thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, actually, he's right. My gardening expertise stops at the grocery store, so. Morning, Dwayne.
I'm good. Hi, Paul, and everybody else out there. So, been some really nice weather to do some gardening and working outside.
Yep, it is. Yesterday was beautiful, wasn't it?
Oh, it was almost hot.
Hey.
It must have hit 80.
Well, I walked into the studio. I said, man, it's too hot out, and Chris didn't like that.
It was really nice. It's been great weather to get some stuff done outside, and there's definitely things you should be doing. And I know we have some questions that we'll kind of answer those things as we go. But before we get going, the main question that we've been getting is, are we open?
And right.
It's kind of unusual times, but yes, we are open in all three locations, and we're open 9 to 5, and then Saturdays 9 to 2. Dawson, Monty are open. You can come in. Madison has their back door open, so you can come in through the back door in Madison, and we've been really working on our greenhouse, and we're hauling stuff to the Madison greenhouse today. So that will be full because we grew it in Monty and Dawson, and we haul it over to Madison. So the greenhouse is open over there, so time to get going on the gardening stuff.
That's right. Yeah, a busy time of the year for you, isn't it, Dwayne?
You bet. It's like farming. You know, this is the last 2 months have been our planting time, so we're ready to go. Time for everybody else to grow it now. Grow it on.
All right.
And we did get our onion plant in, which people have really been wanting. So onion plants and potatoes are here, and the greenhouses are full, like I said, and fertilizers, et cetera, what you need for your gardening or landscaping, we're here. But I'd like to say happy professional administrative week, and also Earth Week. So happy to all the workers out there.
That's right.
Have a great week.
All right. Yeah, if you have any garden or lawn questions, you can give us a call here at the radio station. We'll try to get them on before we go off the air. 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. Dwayne, we do have quite a few questions to get to here. And you did. What's that?
Before we get to the question,
yeah.
I talked to your son over in Monty, and I told him, hey, we're, your dad and I are doing the gardening show. He said, yeah, let Dad or Paul answer the questions first, and then you answer them second. No, he didn't say that. He says, he doesn't know crap about gardening. I said, yeah, you do. But I know we got a lot of questions, so we better get going.
All right. Yeah, you've taught me a lot over the years about gardening, Dwayne. So.
Yeah, we go way back.
That's
all
right.
All the way back to Madison football.
That's right. Long time ago.
Yeah.
Hey, you mentioned potatoes. We do have a question. What is a good sweet potato to grow in our area, and what are some tips to planting them?
I'm going to guess that they're talking about not a potato that's sweet, but a sweet potato. We sell Georgia Jets. They actually come from down south, and they're shipped here. They're not shipped till it's really warm here. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Some people build, so you buy a plant. The sweet potato plant, like a yam that you get in a grocery store.
Right.
You buy a plant, and you plant that. You can make a mound and plant it on top of the mound. They like it hot, so you want to put it definitely in the hottest part of your garden. They like it warm, and you don't put them outside if it's not warm. So we don't even get those sweet potatoes in till the middle of May.
Oh. Okay?
Georgia Jet is a great one. Centennial is another good one. They'll grow really well here. Looser, sandier soil you got is good. And some years when it's warmer out and not wet like last year, you'll get a lot of sweet potatoes, and they're great. And if you're a diabetic like myself or looking to eat healthier, sweet potatoes can be on your menu versus a regular potato. A regular potato has a lot of starch in it, which turns to sugar. And that's on the no-no list for a diabetic.
Right, right. Yeah, I love love sweet potatoes.
I do too. We cut them up into squares and put some seasoning on them and bake them in the oven.
Okay. All right.
So put all that butter on there.
Oh yeah, I got to put a lot of butter on a sweet potato.
Not supposed to.
No, I know.
Yep.
All right, next question. This person called in and said, how can I keep my flowers in a vase to last longer?
Well, you know what I told you? I said, buy some more at Heather's Laurel. We have a preservative that you mix in the water. It's actually, not that it preserve them, but it makes them last longer. It's called Floral Life. And if you buy flowers from us or whatever, we'll give you a pack of Floral Life, or you can buy packs of Floral Life. Another trick to that is if you, every couple days, if you take them back out of the vase, put new water, fresh water in there, lukewarm, and then just cut the tips of the flowers off and put it back in there with Floral Life, it'll last a lot longer.
Okay. All right.
Always make fresh cuts on your flowers.
Okay. And the questions are coming in here fast, Dwayne. So
that's good. That means they're interested, Paul.
That's right. A lot of people interested in gardening and lawn. This person says, I put landscape mesh down 2 years ago and filled with small rock, but grass and weeds still grow between the rocks. I have spirea bushes planted and want to spray Roundup on the rocks to get rid of my weeds, but I'm afraid I might kill the spirea bushes that I have. Any ideas to keep the weeds from sprouting between the rocks?
First of all, if you bought a landscape fabric, okay, hopefully you bought a good quality one, because the cheaper ones that you buy at the box store, I tell you, aren't worth buying, because I landscaped my son's house up in Fargo, and I bought the landscape fabric up, and we ran out. So I ran to one of the box stores, and I bought what they had, and I actually doubled it over, and the weeds came right through it. So buy a good quality landscape fabric that's at least 3 mil thick. That's the first thing. I would check if your weeds are coming through that fabric, then I would change the fabric underneath there. If dirt's got in your rock and the weeds are growing above the fabric in the rock, you can clean the rock. That means, like, if you have a blower, blow the dirt out of the rock, and so the weeds don't have something to grow in.
Mm-hmm.
If you have weeds in there and you want to kill them, you can use a product like Roundup or something like that. Just make sure you don't do it on a windy day, and you do it so you don't get it on the spirea bushes. Roundup is a contact killer, so it has to get on the leaf to kill it. So if you're really careful, or take like a box of cardboard and put it around or put it between where you're spraying so it doesn't drift on there, so you can guide the spray. Make sure you spray really close to the weed.
Okay. All right. Help me out with this next name here. Cotton Oster? Is that
not
right?
Two T's, it's Cotton Oster.
Okay.
Cotton Oster.
A coney aster, okay. And they're about 6 to 7 feet tall and older. And how much can they be cut back and what time of year?
You got to do it today.
What kind of plant is that?
It's a coney aster. It has an oval leaf. It turns a gorgeous red fall color. It has berries on it, so the birds like it. If it's that high, it's really old. And if you went and cut it halfway down, you'd be cutting the good stuff off and leaving the bad stuff. I get the chainsaw out and cut it to the ground, and it'll come back. Cut it to the ground, and then, I mean, to the, like, 2 inches high, okay?
Okay.
And then fertilize it after that, and if it doesn't rain, give it a good drink of water and let it come back.
Okay.
Do it right now, because it's the beginning of the season, and it'll grow like crazy.
Okay. Is it too early to remove winter protection from hydrangea? I have 3 varieties of Endless Summer, Annabelle, and Strawberry Sunday. My forest hydrangea are starting to bloom.
I would change the question. Is it too late to uncover them? You should get it uncovered as soon as you can, because if it's 60, 70 degrees out, you'll get mildew underneath there. So all your perennials and your shrubs or whatever, get them uncovered. You have your trees wrapped, get that off there. It's time, it's going. Spring is here.
Okay. And two more.
And
we
if
got...
you're going to do any pruning, if you're doing any pruning on your bushes, you know, like dogwoods or...
Yep.
Get that done too so they get the new growth going. Get your perennials uncovered. That would be a number one thing that I would do. Now, it's the time to do that.
Okay. Is it too late to prune my apple tree?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because, well, you know, it'll the sap will flow, but that doesn't really matter. But you're going to have diseases and bugs, and you're just creating a lot of problems. You should always prune your apple tree when it's dormant. We had all winter to do that.
Okay. Have to wait till next winter then, huh?
If you have some bottom branches that are going to hit you in the head when you're mowing or something, I would do that, or a couple branches that are
okay.
crossing inside of that.
Right.
Minimal. But and then if you make big, well, you shouldn't make big cuts at this time, right. But if you have to, make sure you use like a sealer, a pruning sealer, and cover them up.
Okay.
I've been looking at a lot of trees, and if there's, you know, if you get sun scald in the winter, like your bark is cracking on the side of your tree, get that cleaned up, get the loose bark off, and then seal it with a sealer.
Okay. One last question here, Dwayne. This person wants to...
Forever?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
This person wants to reseed their entire lawn on the farm, approximately 3 acres, some area shade, some sun. They want to know what the best grass type to plant and how thick to plant. 3 acres.
Yep, that's good. You want to always get it's called a mixture. There's a difference between a mixture and a blend. A blend means it's all one variety of grasses, like all bluegrasses, okay? A mixture means it has bluegrass, ryegrass, fescue grass. That's the kind of grasses that grow around here. They're called cool season grasses. You want to get a mixture of cool season grasses, which a local good nursery in Madison, Dawson, Monty have. And I've used about the same basic mixture. And the grass will feed off each other. They'll grow good together. And if you have a shady spot, the fescue will kind of take over there. The bluegrass will do better in the sun. So get a good sunshade mix. And usually put down 4 to 5 pounds per 1,000 square feet, okay? If you're doing 3 acres, I would do like 4 pounds per 1,000 square feet. You can't overseed it. I mean, you can put more than that. You'll just get a better result faster.
Okay.
So four to five pounds per 1,000 square feet.
Okay.
3 acres, you got a lot of grass seed.
All right.
Then we do have that on hand.
That's right. And we got 1 minute here, Dwayne. Tell us more about you guys are open, you said. And
We are open, yep. We're open for flowers. We have lots of flowers on hand. You can, if you are concerned, which we all should be, you can call in and we'll bring them out to you if you want. Or we'll stay our distance. We try to do this spacing thing in the store. Greenhouses are open, so it's greenhouse time, so that's good. Well, like I said, we have a lot of cut flowers, a lot of blooming plants. And in Montevideo, we have a lot of trees and shrubs. So if you're looking for that, we can answer your questions if you want to call us. Or you can go in Montevideo and look.
Okay. All right. Got to run, Dwayne.
Set up. Hey, let's run fast. See ya. Have a good week.
All right. Thanks, Dwayne. We'll talk to you next Thursday then.
Yep. Thank you, Paul.
Yep. Dwayne Hasted with Heather Nursery and Flower with our gardening show for today.